This is Chapter 3 of The Return of Princess Nightmare Moon by Aegis Shield, titled Baby Steps. A full week had gone by since the return of Princess Nightmare Moon. Word spread quickly of her weakened state, and guards were soon posted more thickly in the medical wing of the palace. Only registered staff and certifiably sick ponies were allowed to enter, along with Celestia and Twilight, of course. That didn't keep a sea of flowers and get-well-soon cards from flooding the wing, though. Ponies from all over Equestria were sending their regards as well and well-wishes. Twilight and Celestia were making a visit, and Dr. Heartstarter met them in the main medical lobby.
"Ah, Princess Celestia. I'm glad you came today as per usual. I've got a status update on your sister all set." He smiled grandly, thick papered clipboard at the ready.
"Oh?" Celestia had already begun her beeline to the room where her sibling lay, but paused to hear good news.
"What is it, then?"
She smiled, turning about to hear him out. Twilight did the same, ever at her mentor's side.
"Well, the vitamins and such and the juice you've been giving her are definitely paying off," Heartstarter replied. "She's gained a little weight, which is great. Her urine is coming out brighter in color, which is a great sign, too." He mumbled down a few technical things before continuing. "She's staying awake longer and seems more alert. I'd like to double up on her vitamin juice and..." He chuckled, producing a colorful, curling straw from his white coat.
"I think she can sip now. She'll like that, I'll wager."
Celestia smiled widely, taking the crazy straw and giving it to Twilight for safekeeping. The purple mare giggled. Princess Nightmare Moon would no doubt be pleased. "We'll head in now." The white alicorn smiled as a nurse stopped to give them a fresh jug and some plastic cups instead of rags in a pan.
"Oh, and one more thing, Princess." Heartstarter coughed a little.
"Yes?"
We couldn't save her mane."
The stallion looked uncomfortably at his hooves.
"I don't know what was supporting her hair on the moon, or maybe some sort of heat shock. When she returned, most of it is gone now."
Celestia frowned.
"Well, when her ethereal mane returns, it won't matter," she said with a nervous chuckle.
"Her ethereal mane?" Twilight asked curiously.
"Like mine, Twilight." Celestia gestured to her ever-flowing locks. Closing her eyes for a moment, the princess made a concentrating face. Very suddenly, her mane poofed into a brilliant pink and obeyed gravity. It hung down around her in soft, frizzy little locks. She looked mortal. Twilight and every pony else stared in open shock, taken aback at the radical transformation.
Celestia said softly, and her hair exploded back into its normal state. Several colors flowed back over her, and she once again resembled a goddess with ever-moving hair.
"Alicorns have two manes, my faithful student, a mortal one and an ethereal one. My sister's mortal mane might be gone for a long time, but when her strength returns, her ethereal mane will take over, and no pony will notice."
Twilight nodded dumbly, trying to process all the new information.
"But let's try not to make a big deal about it," she said gently.
Twilight nodded again, armed with the jug of vitamin juice and the cups.
"Let's do it," she said officially.
Celestia smiled a bit, turning and thanking the doctor. The pair of them went to the room where Nightmare Moon lay. Nightmare Moon's eyes were brighter and more alert when they came to her. The window had been left open to let in the nice summer breeze, and the sound of trees was quite nice. The skeletal mare was sitting up thanks to the adjustable bed, and had the strength to turn her head when she heard some pony coming. Her eyes lidded just a little, and she actually reached out a little when Celestia came near. The day princess took her sister's hoof and kissed it with affection before tucking it back on the bed.
Sister... came the reedy voice behind the oxygen mask. "To take it off me so I can breathe freshly."
It took a lot of effort for the full sentence, and she panted a bit afterward. Twilight smiled, impressed. "She's getting stronger every day. Full sentences," she said with affection, leaving the jug and such at the bedside. Going and finding her usual stool in the corner so the royal sisters could visit for a bit, she flipped open her thick book. Fumbling for a bit, she found her reading glasses. She needed to go over what she'd be reading to Nightmare Moon today before she actually read it aloud, after all. Nightmare flicked her eyes at Twilight Sparkle with mild amusement. Her gaunt face was getting more and more expressive every day, much to Celestia's joy. A skeleton was so hard to read, but a mere week later she could ghost smiles now and then. That meant the world to the White Alicorn. "The doctor has doubled your juice feedings for the days coming," Celestia said, smiling. "Your body is getting stronger, so it'll be able to take the nutrients rather than just rejecting them out of pure shock." She ran her eyes along her sister's bald head. Nightmare had always worn a net and helm in the olden days, so the look was familiar. But the ethereal mane being missing made her look almost alien. Celestia tried not to linger on the bad, leaning and getting the jug. Producing the colorful straw, she poured a nice glass of the medicine juice into a cup and plonked it in with a grin. Nightmare's eyes smiled and she relaxed against her mound of pillows. They spent a good 10 minutes getting the first glass down, but then she had a second and a third. So hungry. "Real food?" Nightmare wanted to know. "Not yet," Celestia said softly. "Not for a while, sister. Until we can build you up a bit, we have to abstain from anything solid." Flicking her gaze at Twilight for a moment to be sure she was entranced in her book, she leaned and whispered, "I've already sent for a griffin chef from the far region of Prance. By the time you get better, he'll be here and set up to cook whatever dishes you like. I know your tastes are different than most ponies." She tried not to look warily at her sister's fangs. An alicorn did not get sharp teeth because she ate cocoa leaves all day, after all. Nightmare Moon smiled with all of her fangs, a radiant and rather terrifying expression, until she couldn't hold it and wilted weakly down again. Her slightly upturned lips were enough, though. She leaned back, breathing quietly and looking out the window for a bit. Celestia sat with her, stroking her long neck and being careful not to touch the IV, her poor ribs, or anything else sensitive. "Are they keeping you comfortable? Can we bring you anything, sister? Now that you're a little more mobile, maybe you'd like a book or something?" Nightmare Moon cocked her head just a little, and her eyes raced back and forth a little in projected thought. It wasn't like she could go anywhere for a while. She did need something to do when she wasn't being visited. She was awake more, so she was bored more. She looked over at Twilight and her big, thick book, then nodded slightly. Twilight sensed she was being watched and looked up. She saw Nightmare Moon's bright green eyes focused on her and smiled brightly. "Ready for today's chapter?" she asked, full of energy as always. The emaciated princess smiled with her eyes, and Celestia nodded a bit. She thought to get out the brush, but quickly thought better of it. Poor Nightmare had no mane for the moment. "All righty then," the purple mare sidled forward, sitting on the other side of the bed from her mentor. "Today's topic is about the building of the Vancouver Dam. You can see it from Canterlot, actually. It's near Ponyville." She gestured vaguely out the window and began to read aloud. Nightmare Moon listened carefully, as she had for the past week or so. There was so much to learn, so much to catch up and hear about. It didn't help that she could barely speak, move, or feed herself yet. She couldn't debate or add to the conversation. Occasionally, Celestia would drop an extra tidbit, fact, or personal experience to enrich the story. It was dreamlike, being home and near her milky-furred sibling again. Working her lips a little, she wagered some of her strength for a smile and reached a bit. Celestia noticed and connected the dots. Helping her a bit, she propped Nightmare up on her side so she could both watch Twilight and sip on the crazy straw with a new cup of nutrient juice. It startled every pony when she suddenly belched, but there was a giggling afterwards. She was slowly coming back. "Spike!" Twilight called as she entered the apartment, throwing down her saddlebags. "Yeah?" Spike called from atop a bookshelf. He was sitting on a stack of books, scribbling on parchment. "Oh, hey, Twilight. How's the princesses?" He added the plural with a childish chuckle. "Good," Twilight said brightly. "They're giving her more to drink, and she said 5 sentences today, even smiled some." She stretched a bit, turning and shutting the door. Twilight's apartment looked much like a library, with a bed and a sleeping basket in one corner, and a little door to the bathroom in the other. "That's good," Spike said brightly, setting his work aside. "I can't wait to meet her. I wish I could go with you." "I know, Spike," Twilight smiled kindly, "but she's still really weak and sickly. We don't want her to see you and, I don't know, have a panic attack." The purple mare looked apologetic at her as her baby dragon assistant rolled his eyes. "She's very frail," Twilight added, but her assistant was already grumping down the ladder at her. "I'm a nice guy, Twilight. Come on," he begged. When the ladder proved too slow, he hopped down the last few rungs and landed on all fours before springing up again. "Sorry," Twilight sighed. "Princess Celestia said no one can go visit Nightmare Moon without her explicit permission. Unless you happen to be a doctor and didn't tell me." She smirked playfully, flipping open her saddlebags and rooting about inside. Spike chuckled, shaking his head. When the amusement passed, he sat on a little stool with a look of concern. "She is getting better, though, honestly?" he asked softly. Twilight nodded, producing a little candy bag with a select hoof full of rubies in them. "Is that for me?" he asked eagerly. "You've been doing a lot, helping me put together all these readings for the princess," Twilight said, levitating the bag to his eager claws. He ripped it open and stuffed one in his mouth right away. Turning with a draconic chuckle, he clambered to the top of the nearest bookshelf like a clawed gecko and put his candies with a small pile of other shinier, delicious things. Twilight let him hoard, just a little bit, so he could be tall enough to handle his chores and paperwork. The purple mare marveled at his powerful jaws, crushing gems like rock candy. "Wow. You deserve them, number one assistant." The unicorn lavished him with praise as he searched for the perfect place to put the candy bag in his pile of things. He found the right spot, took a few more out, then geckoed headfirst down the bookshelf again until he was level with Twilight once more. He wasn't quite her height when he stood erect, but he wasn't a baby anymore either.
"I do,"
the baby dragon agreed, chuckling and licking his chops.
"Oh, hey, I was meaning to ask, did you want to go on with the equestrian history of Ponydug waterways? I'll need your book to make the cliff notes if you do," he said. "I know you like your lists and cliff notes," he smirked at her.
Twilight rolled her eyes, but nodded.
"Yes, it's right here. I was reading out of it to the princess today when... it's gone!"
She suddenly shrieked, turning the bag upside down. Odds and ends and personal things came tumbling out, but no library book.
"I borrowed that from the Royal Archives. How could I lose it?"
she fretted back and forth.
"Full room scan," she commanded suddenly.
Spike jumped up, saluted with all seriousness, and leapt up a couple of shelves by his claws. Climbing rapidly to the proper section, he began pulling books like mad.
Oh my gosh, I've never lost a book before!"
She was going from worried straight into panic.
"What if I get... A library fine!
Her mane twinged out into a frazzled sort of state as her pupils shrank into pinpricks. She rushed back to her saddlebag, opening all the side pockets and undoing all the clasps and little belts. A white rose fell out, with a note attached and a seal. P.B.B.
What's that?
Spike paused, for his mistress's face had gone from panic to a dark, dark anger.
Twilight?
He said, putting the book he held back on the shelf. Sliding down the ladder with ease, he turned about in time to see the purple unicorn begin to turn red in the face and clench her teeth.
What's with the flower?
When she didn't respond, he cautiously leaned down and picked up the sealed note.
Ahem, he said. To the lovely lavender twilight sparkle.
He squinted at the loopy and trying way too hard fancy script.
I, Prince Blueblood, have commandeered your book, Ponydug Waterways of Equestria.
Oh, jeez. Spike held the bridge of his nose with two claws.
This guy again. Twilight, why don't you tell the princess about this slime ball?
He's not actually done anything other than annoy me, Twilight grumped, turning and putting her saddlebag back together now that the mystery had been solved.
If you'd like it back, Spike read, come to the Canterlot Royal Library today at the appointed time. Maybe we can chat for a bit and learn more about ourselves.
The baby dragon made a disgusted face.
Yeah, seriously, can't you just turn him to stone or something?
Spike! Twilight scolded.
Sorry, but come on. He's as thin as a sheet of paper at this. It's gross.
Spike went back to the note to read the rest. Please come alone. I'd like to get to know you better. Yours with a yearning heart, Prince Blueblood of the Solar Herd. The baby dragon wadded up the letter and spat fire on it, reducing it to ash.
You're not really going, are you? He asked.
I'm going, but not alone, Twilight smirked. Leaning, she put her saddlebag back on.
Come on, Spike. We've got a book to save.
Prince Blueblood, this is your, I suppose, aunt is the best word.
Princess Nightmare Moon, Celestia said slowly.
The white stallion peeked around the alicorn. The withered, weak creature in the bed studied him back. Celestia lifted her wing and stepped aside so they might interact a bit more. Blueblood leaned forward with his perked ears like a dog might have. He said awkwardly, his eyes sliding down her skeletal form. Nightmare Moon held a sort of sippy cup with a crazy straw sticking out. A pinkish-red liquid traveled up it now and then. Her eyes bore a vast, alert intelligence that were, honestly, a little intimidating to look into.
Dragon's eyes, he mumbled before he could stop himself.
Nightmare Moon snorted. Was that the first thing he could think to say to his dark goddess? If Celestia had been telling the truth and they really were related, it must have been quite distant. She made some sort of effort to get ready to speak. Her thin chest rose a bit.
Blue blood, she rasped out, peering into his eyes a bit more.
He had a cautious, almost fearful expression to him, but it didn't stop him from coming near and putting his hooves on the side of the bed.
Hello, he managed after a time.
My sister is going to be here for a while, but I think she might like a visit now and then to pass the time, Celestia said, hoping to bring their family a bit closer together. The young stallion nodded carefully, peering at Nightmare Moon like she was a bug in a jar to be observed. She didn't like the look on his face, and narrowed her bright green eyes at him. Celestia's eyes suddenly flicked down. There was an unmistakable blush of ash on his royal hiney, like he'd been burned recently.
Are you all right, Blueblood? She gestured.
The stallion quickly tucked his tail and went red in the face. Yes, of course. Nothing's wrong. I'm perfectly all right, he said quickly, coughing aloud and pulling at his collar. I'm more concerned for Auntie Nightmare, of course. Is there anything I can do for you? I'm ever so eager to see you on your hooves. He leaned over her face in case she might speak again. Nightmare knew a worm when she saw one. She shook her head no. He was hiding something. She didn't like it. She'd only just met him and she could smell his lies. Reaching vaguely, she pawed at her crazy straw a little and pushed it out of her mouth with her forked tongue. Then, she lifted her jowls into the most horrific smile he'd ever seen in his life. The icy touch of fear flooded the air, and Nightmare Moon's senses picked it up easily. Nice to meet you, nephew, she said readily, reaching with one icy hoof to put over his. He flinched visibly. Tia had a lover? She whispered, eyes moving to her sister. Celestia had the decency to blush. Well, it was a long time ago, sister. Blueblood's family are distant relatives of mine from ages ago. She looked to one side, smiling. Nightmare Moon looked like she was convulsing in the chest for a moment, but soon her guests realized it was quiet laughter. Such a feisty thing, despite her condition.
Do the doctors know when she'll be up and about? Blueblood asked.
Not too subtly pulling his hoof away from Nightmare's.
Heartstarter thinks in a few days they'll try some physical therapy. Walking, bending, and the like. Celestia nodded slowly. Nightmare perked a little at this, eager to be out of the confining bed. Even walking someplace seemed like a great prize to think about right now.
I can walk? Nightmare shivered as she turned over sideways. She stuck a long and bony leg out from under the covers to reach for the floor.
Oh, sister, no, no, none of that!
Celestia rushed forward like a mother hen, pushing the leg back under the warm covers where it belonged.
Please, wait for the doctors to aid you. I know you're eager to be up and about, but we're taking baby steps right now. We don't want you to be hurt.
She stroked her sister a few times to soothe her. Nightmare frowned some, sinking back into the covers with a sigh. Blueblood stood to one side, not eager to touch the strange black creature again. The stallion said awkwardly.
Brushy time? A nurse suddenly appeared in the doorway, startling every pony.
She had a toothbrush, floss, and toothpaste on a little tray. Her voice was loud, melodic, and made Nightmare jolt a little with her latent energy. Celestia soothed her, smiling sympathetically.
Hello, I'm Colgate. I'll be your dentist today.
She trotted across the room, right up to the bedside. She was a light blue mare with a dark blue streak in her white mane.
Some pony told me they didn't have dentists 1,000 years ago, so...
She paused, getting the brush and toothpaste.
Basically, I clean your teeth so you don't get any infections or anything.
Nightmare Moon cocked an eyebrow, looking at Celestia. The white alicorn nodded that it was true. The black one wasn't sure she believed it. Washing out one's mouth with water was always fine in her day. What was all that on the tray?
Huh?
Was all she said, setting aside her sippy cup and straw with shaky, weak hooves. She watched Colgate take in her shriveled body, but the mare really did seem more interested in her mouth.
Open your mouth, say ah!
Colgate was ready to dive right in. Blueblood took the opportunity to slip out when no pony was looking. Celestia came closer to supervise from the other side of the bed.
I can't say I've ever done to
I've ever done to teeth of a... this is phrased. I can't say I've ever done to teeth of a prince... Ah! She whinnied in horror and backed up. Fangs! She said, fear in her gaze. Nightmare Moon snapped her mouth shut, looking annoyed. Celestia put a hoof on her shoulder. Remember, sister, no pony's seen you in 1,000 years. Of course they don't know about your teeth. She smiled soothingly at Colgate. Please, she won't bite you. She's not a monster. Please, try again. I'm sorry. Colgate smiled apologetically at Nightmare Moon, deeply embarrassed. I wasn't expecting. I mean, I thought it might be bad. She tried to gather her professionalism again, coughing loudly and setting the tray down. Coming near, she apologized again. Let's get to brushing, she said firmly. I've got water and a basin and plenty else. So if the foam gets to be too much, you let me know and we'll spit. She chuckled, turning and lighting her horn. Nightmare studied the energetic mare with a frown, then slowly and carefully opened her mouth again. Lifting her lips high to show her teeth, she watched the strange pony lean with genuine interest.
Huh?
Nightmare wanted to know.
Oh no, not at all, Colgate responded like a full sentence had been spoken.
Nightmare looked a little relieved. Celestia chuckled, watching as Colgate put some toothpaste on the brush.
Let's see now,
huh? She recoiled with a cry, almost to the floor. Nightmare had stuck out her forked tongue and wiggled it about in Colgate's face. Her chest was convulsing with reedy, silent laughter. Celestia smiled behind her hoof. If her sister was well enough to toy with one of her subjects, that was a good sign. Her sense of humor was still there. Colgate giggled a little nervously.
Oh, I see how you are,
she said with a little pink in the cheeks.
But scary chompers in a dragon's tongue aren't gonna keep me from cleaning that mouth of yours.
She armed up with Floss hovering next to her on one side, and the toothbrush on the other. Nightmare leaned back obediently as Colgate put on a surgeon's mask with a pleasant smile. How strange, a mouth doctor. So specific. She squirmed a little while the mare played with her jowls, lifting them up to get her gun, to get to her gums. I almost said to get her guns. God. To get to her gums. Brushy, brushy, brushy. Her mouth was suddenly filled with a green and wintry taste. Her tongue came up, curious to lap at it like a dog's tongue. The dentist leaned, gently pushing the tongue down to do her best work. There was a dull but happy ache in the black alicorn's mouth while it was serviced. Little bits of gunk were coming away here and there, and foam bubbled up in her mouth as they worked. When she began to gag a little, Colgate let her spit and washed her mouth out in a basin, before getting more toothpaste and returning. The dentist hummed soothingly while working on a massive, curved canine. Switching to the back view with a tiny mirror tool, she affixed a bit more toothpaste and kept working. Celestia watched the entire ordeal curiously, having never been able to do such a thing. She had her own teeth looked at on occasion, but she'd never watched a dentist work before. Colgate was very good at her job, it seemed. She kept the mood light, had a pleasant voice, and seemed to keep her sister occupied with slight conversation. She worked slowly, diligently, and didn't miss a spot.
So, you just got back about a week ago? Oh, that's great. I can tell you've got a long road ahead, but we're all rooting for you, Princess.
The mare said with a genuine little smile. Both royal sisters noted how perfect her teeth were, for they could be seen even through the paper muzzle mask.
My whole life, I've been working with ponies' teeth. It makes them happy to see their shiny smiles when I'm done.
The mare had switched to Floss, gently going back and forth and being careful of the black alicorn's tongue.
You're doing very well for a first visit. Almost done, almost done.
She'd taken a sharp tool, checking for cavities.
but since Nightmare Moon had not eaten much of anything in 10 centuries, there was no damage to speak of.
I tell ya, you better be careful with pearlies like these. Stallions are gonna fall all over themselves to see a smile like yours.
Snort, said Nightmare Moon. It's got like asterisks, like it's an onomatopoeia, so... said Nightmare Moon, rolling her eyes a little.
It's true,
Colgate giggled, giving her a bit of water so she could spit one last time.
You can tell a lot about a pony from their smile. Now, let's see one.
She put her tools on her tray, backing up and encouraging her patient. Nightmare Moon smiled with all her effort. The dentist blanched a little. Every little red flag and instinctual warning told her to run from such a terrifying, fang-filled smile. She scratched the back of her head nervously, eyebrows bunching into a worried expression on her forehead.
Well, you rest up. I hope you feel better soon.
Turning, she left the princess a toothbrush and a little tube of toothpaste. Brush
twice a day. Bye.
She bowed and was away with her little tray of dentistry goodies. Both sisters had heard her sigh in relief when she left the room and shut the door. Poor thing. Celestia chuckled slightly, watching Nightmare Moon work her mouth back and forth. Her teeth felt good. Her forked tongue ran up and down them animatedly. They felt like smooth little mirrors of ivory, minty and fresh. She couldn't wait to try them out on some real food, or perhaps Blue Blood's backside. It was a punishable offense, after all, to lie to royalty, even if you yourself were royalty. The black alicorn wondered how he'd taste. It had been ages since she'd gobbled up anything his size. Rolling her eyes and laying back to rest, she favored her sister with a weak smile. Rest now, that was a lot, Celestia admitted with kindness in her eyes. Dentistry has only been around for a couple of 100 years, at least in its current form. But it does help, Nightmare Moon nodded a little, leaning back to rest on her back. Celestia helped her adjust the bed so she could take a nice long nap. Meeting distant relatives and then having a dentist visit was just exhausting.